Your brand of country, 97.5 FM, Double K Country. It is an honor to be joined by LaMonica Garrett, who is a star from the CW crossover events, Crisis on Infinite Earths. He plays the Monitor. He's also been on the movie Clemency, which was huge at the Sundance Film Festival and the Toronto Film Festival, and he also was on Primal with Nicolas Cage. But of course, we're talking tonight about the Crisis on Infinite Earths series conclusion on the CW. Thanks for joining us here on Double K Country.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You actually, of course, you were named after what, Oakland Raiders quarterback Daryl LaMonica, and you were initially going to go play for the NFL. What happened there?
All through high school, college, I had one goal, and that was to make it to the NFL. And I got very close. Worked out with a few different teams, and it didn't pop for me. And in the back of my head, I knew I wanted to be somewhere acting, entertainment. I just didn't know how to go about it. So when I realized it was over, I tried out again the next season, and it still didn't work out for me. I moved to L.A. and pursued acting.
Well, I can tell you, I think you definitely made the right choice, because I watched Primal, and that was absolutely great. And Clemency, I mean, there's a reason that won the 2019 Sundance Film Festival and Toronto Film Festivals. I mean, it was absolutely amazing. You definitely found what you were meant to do, because you're just a terrific actor. And I like the fact that with your character on Crisis on Infinite Earth crossover event on CW, your character is kind of the story arc so far is we don't really know what your motives are as far as the Monitor goes. They're kind of wondering, are you good? Are you bad? And I like how you kind of play that line. Obviously, comic book nerds, I think, know where you stand, but you've been playing it really well. And to be honest, I wasn't even sure that you were playing the anti-Monitor, because the makeup and everything else, I was wondering if it was two different actors. And you do such a great job, I think, playing both roles.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, the mystery behind the Monitor, the writers did a great job of keeping him mysterious, and that's how he was in the comic books. You know, he'd be in the shadows, he'd be helping out the bad guys, he'd be helping out the good guys. You didn't know where he stood. And like you said, comic book fanatics know ultimately what side of the dirt he stood on and what his story was. But a lot of the casual fans just watching the shows that aren't familiar with the 85 Crisis on Infinite Earth comic book, they were hating him.
Yeah.
And I think that's the goal. Like, you know, he's doing bad things for a greater cause. He knows sacrifices are inevitable. But for the greater good, you got to break a few eggs kind of mentality.
I'm joined by LaMonica Garrett here on Double K Country. And, you know, one of the things that's most fun about the crossover has been going back all the way to some of the early DC comic shows. I mean, you have the 90s Flash. That was a surprise. You had Tom Welling from Smallville. Even watching the Birds of Prey world get destroyed, the cameos from previous DC comic shows, that has been so much fun in this whole Crisis on Infinite Earth crossover.
Yeah, and that's when I read the script, I was like, jaw was on the ground before we even started shooting for Crisis, how they integrated just decades of fandom. Like, and I'm 45, I'll be 45 this year, watching all these shows, like Flash. Like my favorite moment from the Crisis so far in the past three episodes was with Flash and them doing, you know, when he was on the treadmill and them going back to the actual footage from 90s Flash when he was with his lady. I'm like, man, they brought all this stuff together. They brought Kevin Conroy out of animation and brought him live action to do Batman. It's like an homage. Like, if you've been sticking with DC TV over these past decades, this is like a gift for you.
Well, it certainly is. And, oh, by the way, finally, Kevin Conroy, a Batman I'm not disappointed with.
Yeah.
It all wraps up tonight. It is the Crisis on Infinite Earths. LaMonica Garrett plays the Monitor and the Anti-Monitor. Let's move over to your other project, Clemency. How's that going for you?
Yeah, Clemency is one of those. I've seen it maybe three times so far, like through like Toronto Film Festivals and different events where all the actors are showing up. And it's a tough movie to watch.
Right.
Like, it's a movie that should be seen, But it's not a popcorn movie that you can watch over and over again and just, oh, I didn't see that last time. Oh, this is fun. Like, let's go to the movies. But it's subject matter that it's a subject that should be talked about. It's seen through the eyes of when you think about capital punishment movies, you think they're going to beat you over the head with whatever their idea of the death penalty. They're going to just, you know, overwhelm you with it. The director and writer did a great job with leaving it open. No matter what side of the fence you stand on with capital punishment, it shows you a different perspective. And that perspective is from the side, the toll it takes on the administration, on the warden, on the guards. Like, my role in the movie was the executioner. The role it takes on these people. You know, we watched documentaries leading up to this, and a lot of these people, the chaplain of the prisons, the wardens, the major, which is my character, they suffer from PTSD after years of, you know, administering capital punishment. They would commit suicide. They would, you know, family life would be broken up, alcohol, drugs. Like, it was hard to live with themselves. Even though it was their job to do this, they're still human beings inside, and it takes a toll on you. So it shows that side of it, not so much from the, you know, the prisoner and the toll it takes on the families on that side.
And you know what? That's one thing that I actually really liked, because the show Orange is the New Black, everyone, I think, enjoyed that. But one of the things that kind of frustrated me about that is the fact that it sort of vilified the men and women who work in the prison force. What I liked about Clemency is it showed, I think, a very true human factor, and you could really tap into that. It's got to be one of the toughest jobs out there. And, you know, is there some corruption out there? Yeah, of course. In any job, I think you're going to find that. But yeah. I think Clemency really does tap into that human factor.
Yeah, you see it, you don't really know what's coming. And we had no idea that, you know, it's a small independent film. We went to Sundance and won the thing. And that's when it started picking up momentum, and every film festival it played in, it became, you know, that festival favorite. Not because it's a fun movie to watch, but just because, like you said, it tells us a different perspective that we haven't seen, and that's refreshing.
Well, Mr. Garrett, I want to thank you for spending time with us. Of course, we've got Legends of Tomorrow and the big Crisis on Infinite Earths wrapping up tonight on the CW, and we look forward to seeing how it ends.
Oh, thank you very much. And thanks for watching Elseworlds and all the other stuff. And yeah, great talking with you, man.
That's LaMonica Garrett, who plays the Monitor and the Anti-Monitor on the Crisis on Infinite Earths crossover event, which concludes tonight on the CW. Thanks for joining us on Double K Country.